Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 17th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're continuing with part 5 of the 7-part series entitled The Voice. We're specifically talking about the voice that is heard around the world. So there is a voice. There is a frequency. There is a wave. There is a vibration that travels throughout the globe, according to the Bible and according to all the ancient texts and according to all of the scriptures. This voice, this frequency, this wave, or this vibration permeates. It upholds the entire universe. Uni means one. Verse means song. According to the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 1, Psalms 19, verse 1 through 4 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. Verse 3, Psalms 19, verse 3. There is no speech or language where the voice is not heard. Let me say that again. There is no speech and there is no language where the voice is not heard. Their voice goes out. Their voice goes out. Their voice, more than one, goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. So there is a voice. There's a frequency. There's a wave. There's a vibration. According to Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, Isaiah 34, verse 4 says that the skies are rolled up like a scroll. So the scroll is unrolled, and you read or you hear this voice, and this voice is the thing that controls or that animates all of we call life or humanity. But the quest is, according to Psalms 147, verse 4, we see that all the stars are named and numbered by God. All of the stars are named and numbered by God. Psalms 119 that we just read, these stars send out a frequency, a wave, or a vibration. In other words, the stars in their essence do four things. The stars, the planets, the universe does four things. We talked about the next series that we're going to be discussing, which is the standard. So the standard is expressed through the voice. We talked about how the standard has five attributes. The standard, the stars, express four things in five attributes. The four things is they prophesy, number one. Next, they give knowledge. Next, they illustrate the glory of God. And lastly, fourthly, they show forth His purpose and ours. Let's understand. So the universe emits four things. When you walk outside at night and you look up into the skies, what you are seeing, according to the scriptures, is something that is given to us as a sign or a mark. In other words, when you understand what the true scriptures is saying, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation is called the written word of God. So the scriptures endorse this idea that the stars are a witness. They are, again, according to Genesis chapter 14, they are given to us for signs and for a season. And so if we understand that the sign and the season has been manipulated by Babylonian astrology that we talked about yesterday. So if we get back to the original text, according to the book of Genesis, the Hebrew word for sign comes from the root word Abba, A-V-E-H, which is one of the words of Haba, which is one of the names of God, or the expressions of God. So the word Abba means the mark. It means to mark. So when we are talking about the astrophysics or astrology or astronomy, remember we talked about the word astro, which means celestial body. So we talk about these celestial bodies, which are planets, these heavenly bodies, these constellations. We talked about yesterday the Mazarus, talked about in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 9, which means constellations. These constellations, these heavenly bodies, these stars, these planets, these planets, plan that has a net, these planets are designed to mark out or to signify something very special to us. They are to, one, prophesy to us, two, give us knowledge, three, illustrate or show the glory of God, four, show the purpose of God and the purpose of man. They are to help us to discover our destiny. But something happened. Astrology, again, was manipulated by the Babylonians. And the Babylonians established this astrology based upon this thing called the zodiac. Now, one thing about the zodiac is it's only based upon 12 of the 48 signs. Let me say that again. Now, did you know that there are 48 zodiac signs? This is called astromancy in the ancient text. I have all of this inside of my book, Ophiuchus, where I break down, for example, Saturn was associated with gray, Jupiter was associated with white, Mars was associated with red, the color scheme that we get. The Greeks originated a mathematical astrology. They made the simple complex. The Greeks established a system of divinity. Remember what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 18? Divination or divinity? This divination was established again by the Chaldeans and the Phoenicians. And if you understand what that means, again, it brings us to understand that Alexander the Great brought together the Babylonian and the Greek systems of thought. And the Babylonian astrology in Greek hands was changed from its character and from its original scope and meaning. And so this change, again, is a part of the thing that limits our ability to hear the true essence of God. So the true expression, the true essence of God has been manipulated. And so it's important to us to understand the foundation of the fake gods or this fake astrology. Because what is it doing? Again, each planet is like a gemstone, meaning it acts as an amplifier, amplifies something. And so if we don't understand that, we get confused. But we're talking about the voice of God. So we know that the celestial realm, again, they are signs, they are symbols. They help us to understand the voice of God. But the thing that's really, really more important is for to help you with discerning the God's voice. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1, Isaiah 42, verse 1 says something that is very interesting. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. So each one of us have been given the Spirit of God. And so there are three things that I want to focus on for part five. Number one, if you consider the situation that you're in, the first thing that you have to do is check the source or compare the voice with the message. Remember we talked about yesterday that the word in the original text means message. The word in the book of Genesis that talks about the voice of God means the message of God. So the first thing you have to do in order to hear and know the voice of God is three things, which I have failed to do. It is my prayer that you don't make the same mistake that I did. The voice of God will never, ever, ever contradict the word of God. So when you hear a voice and you get an idea, a thought, a urge, a desire to do something, number one you should do is you should compare it to the standard. We're going to talk about the standard in the next series. The second thing is, since you have the standard, since you have the manual, since you have the process and procedures, for example, let's say I posted on Facebook earlier today. I thought it was a great example. Imagine you're at work and you hear your boss tells you, you hear his voice, but you don't see his face. But you hear his voice tells you, he's a businessman, and his voice tells you to take all the money and give it to the first customer that walks through the door as a gift. Now that's all you hear. You don't see, but you hear a voice, and it sounds exactly like your supervisor. And it says, "Now you know that your supervisor is a very stock businessman. You know he's a penny pincher. You know he don't give away nothing." And a voice comes in and tells you that sounds exactly like your supervisor, and it says to give away all the money to the first customer that walks in the door. Now, what you have to do at that point is you have to compare the voice to against the policies and procedures or your manual or your employee's handbook. And in the employee handbook, it says we don't give out gratuity. We don't have no customer appreciation days. We don't give out. We don't give away money. So that the voice violates the process and procedure manual. Number one, you hear a voice. It sounds like the supervisor, but it violates the manual. Number two, you got the manual, but the manual doesn't cover the specific situation that the voice is telling you to do. In the manual, for example, let's say the manual, your workbook, doesn't specifically say anything about money. It just talks about products. It says, don't give away no product. But it didn't say anything about money. And the voice comes over the air, and you hear a voice that says, give away money. Now, in the second situation, you have to know the voice. Now, this takes time. You have to spend time. If you don't know your supervisor, and the supervisor tells you something that contradicts his entire essence. Now, I tell this to every person that I know because I've been in situations where I've said something to someone because someone was telling me to say it to that person, and that person believed what I said that goes against 50-plus years of my character. If someone has a gun to my head, and they tell me to say something, or they're going to pull the trigger, I'm going to say it. Now, if you know me, you won't believe it, even though I said it. That's number two. When you know God, you believe God over a voice that sounds like God but contradicts God. You never override the true essence and character of the policy and procedure, the Bible, the Word of God. You never override, again, the character and the nature of somebody, even though it's the voice of that person. Because you understand that the situation, again, that the person may be in, you may be unaware of it. And you may know or you may not know that the person is under stress or is in an environment that fosters him or causes him to say something that goes against the policy and procedures, goes against his entire character. Number three, over time, the overall purpose of the voice that goes and lines up with the grand strategy and scheme of the policy and procedures, aka the Word of God. There is a pattern, my brother. There is a pattern, my sister, self-evident. You never go against the pattern because the purpose establishes the pattern that's based upon the principle that leads to the process that results in the product that gives you a prosperity that results in profit. So you never, ever, ever, even if the person goes against his particular principles, what is the pattern? What's the strategy? What's the scheme? What is the whole purpose of the Bible? The whole purpose of the Bible is one thing. Usually, Kenneth, you may have life and life more abundantly. We call it salvation. So if the purpose of the celestial realm is to lead man to a better relationship with the Father, which the word salvation means to salvage. So you're damaged. Somebody wants to apply salve that results in a salvaging that leads to salvation. But the first thing is the salve, which is the ointment, which means to christen, which means to Christ, which means to crucify. So when you say when you crucify Christ, when Jesus Christ was crucified, that means that it means to christen. The word christen means to anoint. The word anoint means to smear a ointment over a wound. You and I have been wounded. Now, do you believe in the physical Christ? Absolutely, man. That's great. That's powerful stuff. But you got saved. You believe that Jesus Christ was crucified, yet there's no salvaging of the salve or the wound. You hurt. Bad things happen to you. You still pissed off. Your behavior ain't changed. You still lie, cheat, and do everything. And you mean to tell me you believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified? But yet there is, you know, you got an outward appearance, but there's no inward witness. Then you're listening to the wrong voice because the voice has not changed your pattern. If your pattern Your behavior, people ask me all the time, and you got, now, I know this for a fact. My behavior is still off, but it ain't nowhere where it used to be. Because I am slowly conforming to the pattern. Because I understand the purpose. And that purpose gave me principles. And when I apply those principles in my life, they change my behavioral pattern. And then my pattern starts to produce a product. And this product, again, leads to a profit. And this profit results in prosperity. And this prosperity gives me peace. But if I don't listen to the voice, then my pattern, my behavior doesn't change. So all of the behavioral problems that we see in the children, that we see in school, that we see everywhere around the world, every behavioral problem on the planet is because the people on the planet is listening to the wrong voice. Because the voice never violates the standard. Never, ever, ever will the voice of God violate the word of God. That's a big problem because the word of God, again, different people interpret the word of God differently. Because, again, the word of God, people think, is subjective. It's open for debate. It is not. The word of God is self-evident, as I will prove in the next series, using the acronym that was established by the mathematician, by Dr. Gabriel, how do you pronounce his last name? Oyibo. So Dr. Gabriel Oyibo took the theory of everything that Einstein couldn't do, that all of the great scientists, the current guy, that's in the wheelchair that they made a movie about, Stephen Hawking couldn't do, this African-American from Nigeria has solved the theory of everything. And we're going to break down now, again, I'm no mathematician, I've been saying this for 25 years, that science is not afraid of God. God is not afraid of science because they are both the same. Science proves God. God proves science because God is science. And science is God. Now, this gentleman proved it by math. Now, I have a book called The Physics of Christ that I proved, that I wrote 20 years ago, that proves the same thing. Now, this guy, obviously, you know, he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 6 times. Still haven't won it. This is the greatest mind that ever walked earth. But he's an African American. Now, if you have never heard of Dr. Oyibo or what he called GAGUT, God Almighty Brand Unification Theorem, not theory. A theory is something that is open for debate. A theorem is not. A theorem is mathematically, scientifically, biologically, sociologically, whatever you want to say that word, proven. It's not open for debate. So every great mind from Harvard to Yale to Princeton to Stanford, they all have tried to prove this guy wrong, and they have failed miserably. His theory is the same as mine. And I've been saying it for 25 years, but again, I'm not an old scholar. I don't have a PhD from Yale or Harvard. But maybe we will overstand, because what is this guy saying? He's saying the same thing I'm saying today. There is only one voice that is manipulated to give the interpretation or the impression that there's more than one sound or one frequency or one voice. Just like there's only one element on the periodic table. So why do we have 114? There's only one color in the electromagnetic spectrum or the chromatic scale. Why do we have all of these umpteen colors? Because of the light bender, the light bearer, the light bringer, the light manipulator. He manipulates the light, but he's not the light. So he manipulates the voice, but he's not the voice. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, so that way you can hear the voice, and that way you don't get caught up and confused like I did. See, God speaks to us through our minds, our brain, and our hearts. The brain filters, but the heart is 100 times more powerful than the brain. So the heart sends the brain its information. The brain doesn't send the heart the information. So if we don't understand that, we won't understand some things like in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 28, where it says, "Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Then the crowd that was there heard it, said, this voice was from from above. John 12, 28, New Living Translation. What is this saying? This is saying that there was a voice that was heard for the benefit of mankind, actually audible. What about 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. We do not follow cleverly invented stories when they are told to us about the power and the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but we who were eyewitnesses to his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from on high, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This voice, again, my brothers and sisters, that they heard, the voice. But this voice came from on high. But most people, at least I don't, I've never heard an audible voice from God, have you? So how does God speak to us today? He speaks to us today through his word. What about Romans chapter 4, verse 17? Romans chapter 4, verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. So we see that God calls things. The Bible says many have been, many are called, but few are chosen. So what is this telling us? This is telling us that, my brothers and sisters, that God calls. What about in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19? Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and then not fulfill it? How many prophecies in the Bible that has been fulfilled? I forgot the number, but it's quite a few. Every prophecy in the Bible that has been spoken has been fulfilled, except for a few. And those are the end time prophecies. Now, there's a plethora of scriptures that talks about the voice of God and hearing the voice of God. Matthew 17 is one of those. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5 says, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped him, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, whom I am well pleased, which I read earlier. What is this saying, my brothers and sisters? This is saying that God speaks to us in many ways, but most of us are not listening. I know, I can only speak for myself. I know that I have not been listening. And it's important that we understand, my brothers and sisters, that we have to listen to the voice of God, because God is speaking, but most of us are not listening. The way that he speaks is he speaks through his word. Also, again, speaks through his prophets, through teachers. He also speaks through dreams. He also speaks through nature. And lastly, he speaks through the heavens. There's a plethora of scriptures which we will break down tomorrow on tomorrow's show as we get into the different ways to discern God's voice. You see, my brothers and sisters, let's close with this. It takes a humble heart to hear the voice of God. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 says, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. That means with a humble and a contrite spirit. When you go to God with that type of a disposition, when you carry yourself with that type of a disposition, Bible says God resists the proud. It means he don't hear them. But he gives grace to the humble. That means he listens and he speaks. A lot of times you can't hear the voice of God because of the pride of men. The only thing that gets me in trouble every time I'm in trouble, it's pride and ego. My pride and my ego makes me impatient, and that impatience makes me go ahead and move against or in front of the voice of God. And I start to listen to that voice, but then I compare it to the word, and every single time I listen with pride, arrogance, cockiness, ego, stubbornness. You know the Bible says that stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. You know what stubborn means? Stubborn, stillborn. Every time I operated with that disposition, I find myself in trouble. Why? Because that overrides the voice of God. Pride and ego, doing it your way, getting ahead of God, not being patient, and allowing godliness plus contentment. Because godliness is great gain. For my brothers and sisters, tomorrow we're going to look at the five ways by which the voice speaks. Tomorrow we're going to break them down. We'll break them down again through the word, through God's prophets, through his people. We're going to look at God's nature or God's creation. We're going to talk about, again, God's pastors. And then lastly, God's celestial realm, or the stars, or the stars, the planets, and everything that exists in the heavens. We'll break down the five ways by which God speaks tomorrow. My brothers, my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And, oh, yeah, we do have a special going on for Father's Day. So I will email everybody or check it out on Facebook. Got a Father's Day special that's going to really, really be beneficial. So stay tuned for what we have coming up for Father's Day. Brothers and sisters, again, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. His son, may his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Doesn't matter, you better get your energy in. still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.